is whenever you have an open space, a pirtza in the wall, which is more than 10 amas, that's called the pirtza, and that asses, the mechitza doesn't help, and the only way to be matter now is to make a tzuras ha-pesach. You put a tzuras ha-pesach in that place, like a lechem mikan, b'lechem mikan, and a kara al-gabehen, then it's kosher. Here's the Gemara. Itma, porotz koimet. As if you're making a mechitza, and there's the same amount of space as there is oimet, as there is mechitza. In other words, you have like 5 amis of a mechitza, and then you have 5 amis open space, much like in picture 214. That's called porotz koimet. Every little mechitza is 5 amis wide, and the space in between one mechitza to another mechitza is another 5 amis. So you have 5 amis mechitza, 5 amis ear, porotz. Is what's the locha? Is rapopera mamuter. That's still called a good mechitza. As long as the air, the open space, is not more than the mechitza. Ravuna Rav Yeshua Omar. Also, he also knows this is not called a mechitza already. What's the machlekes? Rapopera mamuter. Rapopera holds this is called a mechitza. Valhochi agmere rachmona lemoisha. It's like we learned before, mechitzas, the halachas, the mechitzas are halacha lemoisha misinai. So how did we learn the halacha from Moshe Mitzinai? How to papa loy tifrat rubai. As long as the pirtza is not roiv, as long as there's not more open space than mechitza, it's considered a good mechitza. As even though it's equal, 5 amis mechitza, 5 amis pirtza, still it's kosher. As long as you don't have more parts. Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua Amar, nein oster, he also, this is also. Falhochi agmere rachmona lemoshe. This is the way we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, that yudor ruba. What's called a mechitza? A mechitza means you have to have more mechitza than you have pirtza. You have opening. So if you have equal 5 amis of a mechitza and 5 amis of an open space, that's possible according to Rav Huna. Tanan. Now we'll go try and bring rayas who we hold like. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, for lo yehei pirtzois yiseiras ala binyan. If you're making the mechitzas circling you all around by the shayara, we say even though there are pirtzas, there are holes in the mechitza, Finesbegin is kosher, but providing loye pirtzas yiseiras ala binyan, that you should not have more pirtzas, more open space than you have mechitza. Churitz a klar diyakun al mishnah, halke binyan mutter, mashmav, you have equal and equal. If there's 5 amas space and 5 amas mechitza, it's kosher. So this is the churitz al mishnah zaraya to Rav Papa. So the more loy tamer, don't say halke binyan mutter, that if it's equal, 5 and 5, it's mutter. Ela'emo in binyan yeser ala pirtza. The deek for the Mishnah is that if you have more mechitza than you have pirtza, if the mechitza is 6 amis and the pirtza is only 5 amis, then it's kosher. Where the binyan is yeser ala pirtza mutter. So tomorrow bazoi alvo ke binyan mai. But what do you want to say if it's equal? The same space is the pirtza, is the mechitza. Mai also, then you want to say it's also. Ehochi oi bazoi, the Mishnah should have said like this. Listening, the Mishnah should have said, Lo yehei pirtza is kibinyan. You'll either make a mechitza from the kelim of the behemoth, but providing that the pirtza is the open space should not be the same size as the binyan. That's what the Mishnah should have said, according to Rav Huna. So the Markasha, enechnam, this is shver on Rav Huna. In other words, the Mishnah is more mashma like Rav Papa than it is like Rav Huna. And we'll see at the end of the Gemara taka paskins like Rav Papa, because of this deek in the Mishnah. That our Mishnah is mashma klom. That the only time it's possible, like it says, is lo yehei pirtzas yiseiras ala binyan. Only if you have more open space than you have binyan, that's when it's possible. But if they're equal, 5 and 5, and echnam we pass like Rav Papa, that it's mutter, that's called a good mechitza. So the more vayta. Toshma, bring you another raya from Hilchos Sukkah. Hamikare sukkosoi bishvudin, if you make a sukkah, and on top of the sukkah for the schach, you use posel schach. That's bishvudin, that's tam beams, some pieces of wood, that's posel, it's no good for schach. Or else, oi barucha samita, you want to use the sideboards of your bed, which is also posel for schach. So if you put these boards on top of the schach, on top of the sukkah, is like this. Im yesh revach b'neihem k'moison k'sheira. If you have space in between from like one beam to another beam on top of the schach, on top of the sukkah, if there's space in between the same size as the beam itself, like let's say this beam from the bed is a tefach wide. So you have one beam, a tefach wide, then you have an open space, a tefach wide. Then you have another beam from the bed, then you have another open space, a tefach wide. And avada, in this open space of a tefach, you're going to put kosher schach. So lemaisa, on top of the schach, now it's called oimed kaparetz. you have equal space of kosher schach and equal space of posel schach. So what's the lochem? Ksheiros. It says klo here that it's kosher. Hayseim yesh revach b'neim k'moisin is ksheiro. So who is also a raya to Rav Papa that parutz koymeid is kosher, like in picture 218 or 219, yeah. And for the Gemara, Gemara hachav b'may askinon kishenich nas b'yoytzei. Is that what we say the space in between the shvudim, in between the beds, is equal to the space of the bed? It doesn't mean b'diuk. Avad, it means there's a little bit more space in between one beam and another beam. In other words, the loshna kishnichnas v'yotzei, as if you put another beam in there, it would go in and go out very smooth, very easily. In other words, let's say the beam is a tefach wide, so the space in between one beam and another beam is a little bit more than a tefach. So that means if you have to put a beam in between there, it would go in and out very easily. So now, if you fill up that ear with kosher schach, like in picture 219, it comes out, you have more kosher schach than you have the shvudim. That's why it's kosher. This is the way Rav Papa would have to learn. So Rashi learns that the Havamina is the reason why we said you could make it go through easily, that the space is more than the shvudim, because it's not shayach to be metamsein, the Havamina was. You can't make exactly the same space as you have the boards. Therefore, Mestom, they made a little bit more space. Freti Gemara, no, for Eshel at Samsem, it's possible to make it exactly equal space. So, Chur, it's still a Kash on Rav Hoppa, on Rav Huna, it's Mashem, there's equal space. And for the Gemara, Amarabami Bemadif, it doesn't mean that the reason why there's more space because they couldn't make the exact same space. No. Rashi learns Bemadif means they did it Bedik Bekavonam, they wanted to have more space in between than they wanted to have of the beams. That's why it's kosher according to Rav Papa. Taisus learns a little bit different. Taisus learns the girsha should be fakir. Voyev shalat samsin. Taisus learns that even though you have, it's kosher even on Rav Huna, it's kosher even on Rav Papa, even though you have equal space in between each board, but it's eyev shalat samsin. It's not possible to fill up that space all together with kosher schach. So it comes out you have more posel schach than kosher schach. And that the Gemara's teretz is b'madif. Not like a picture 220. You put a lot of schach. You like pile up the schach on those holes. So since you pile up the schach, a lot of schach, so all that schach together, vada covers up all the hole in between. So since the hole in between is the same size as the boards, according to Rav Pop, it's kosher, because you have oimed kaparit, that's kosher. Rav Oma, Rav says another teretz, imhoyu nisunin orif. If the posel schach were put sidewards, nois no shesi, put the kosher schach up and down, shesi means straight across. Or fakir, shesi, if the posel schach was put shesi, was put straight up, straight down, nois ne'oriv, put the kosher schach sideways, like in picture 221. So right, the way Tosis learns, the Havamina was, you can't fill up exactly the space, because there's some air in between. The Teretz says, no, if you put the kosher schach the opposite way that the posel schach is, so it's possible to fill up the whole lagamri. It's only like in picture 219, where you want to put the kosher schach straight, the same way the posel schach is. So the kosher is, you can't fill up that hole altogether. Kafot, near the two ends, it's a little bit left over. So Teretz says, no, like picture 221, you're putting the kosher schach the opposite way the posel schach is. So in this way, you could fill up the hole altogether. Right. Toshima. So the kitzah from here again, we have Noraya Klaw to Rav Huna or to Rav Papa. Both of them could be miyashiv the way they learn. Toshima, bring another raya. Zalocha shayora. Again, this caravan, a few people together. It has to be at least three people. Shechon sabavika. That before Shabbos they encamped. They're going to keep Shabbos now in this bik, in this open valley, an open ground which was a caramelist. So they wanted to make a Rishus HaYochid, they wanted to be makiv them, v'kifu, and they put all around them mechitzas to give them a shem Rishus HaYochid inside the mechitzas, so they could carry at least on that Shabbos. V'kifu, they made themselves around the mechitza, b'gmalim, with camels, b'uchvois, with saddles, like in picture 222, on page 34. This is the picture how they made all around a mechitza. So they use gemalim, they use camels, they are beuchvois with saddles, they avitim, they use pillows, the shlifim, that's the masoyas Rashi says, they use their bundles, the kanim, they use reeds, the kolchois, they use stalks, maybe a carrot stalks, a big pile of carrot stalks. They came up to be 10 tefachim high. So the lochar is metaltlim betoichoi. It has a shame shus hayochid inside. You're allowed to be metaltal inside. O bovado shelo yehei ben gomol lekomol ben gomol lekomol kamol lekomol. It's all the enclosure here is called rishus hayochid because they have mechitzas around, but providing the space between one camel and another camel should not be the same space as the camel itself. Ubeinukuf liyukuf, kamala yukuf, should not have in between one saddle and another saddle an open space. In other words, if the open space is the same size as the mechitza, mashmur it's possible. So this is a kasha and Rav Papa. Who are then ubein ovit liyovit, between one pillow and another pillow. Kamala yovit, you should not have the air space the same as the mechitza. So this is a kasha on Rav Papa and a riot to Rav Huna that Oymed Kiporit is possible. And the Gemara Hochinami, no. The here also, not that it says you should not have the same space. Let's say the camel is 10 tefachim wide. You should not have an open space of 10 tefachim. You know what the open space means? Hochinami kishenichnas v'yotzei. It means the open space is a little bit more than the camel itself. In other words, there's a good space there that you could put a new camel in there and take it out very easily. So it means if you have a little bit more space than you have mechitzam, that's possible. Because that's then it's called you have more porots than oimid. But kol zaman der mam is shavah b'shavah, if it's 10 tefachim mechitza, 10 tefachim open space, then 10 tefachim mechitzam, it could be it's kosher, alim of the rep up. Say about that you have no raya. Toshima, I'll bring you another raya. This is a little complicated here, just have to help cup. Now the kids, now we're talking about tuchos kalayim. We have before already. You're not allowed to plant klayim, you're not allowed to put the grapes and vegetables next to one another. But let's say you have a mechitza in between. There's a halacha that a mechitza is matter. If you have a mechitza, then on one side of the mechitza, you're allowed to plant the grapes. And on the other side of the mechitza, you're allowed to plant the vegetables. There's no issa klayim if you have a mechitza b'nayim. Now it's a shiloh, when do you have a mechitza and what's not called a mechitza? So at the Mishnah there, no, there's a seft and klayim. Nimtzeis a to'omer sholosh midos b'mechitzas. Again, the Hilchos Klayim, there are three different halachis about how a mechitza could be matyu to plant klayim. Three different halachis. What's the three different halachis? Kol shehu pochos mishloisha. Anytime you want to make a mechitza, let's say out of sticks, that each stick by itself is less than 3 tefachim wide. In other words, you want to make a mechitza with kanim or with small reeds, that the mechitza itself, the kanim itself, let's say is only an etzpa wide. Mamish 2 or 3 inches wide. And you want to make a whole mechitza. So how do you do it? Sorech shelo yehei bein zeh lezeh shloisha. You have to make sure between one stick and another stick, there can't be 3 tefachim in between. If there's less than 3 tefachim, then you say lovud and sit it attached together, and therefore you have a good mechitza. Why not 3 tefachim? Kedei shelo yizdakir hagedi bebas rosh. That's always the svara why when you have 3 tefachim, you don't say lovud anymore. Because when you have 3 tefachim, that's wide enough for a kid, a gedi, to put his head through it. Much like you have in picture 224. But if you have start off with picture 223, these are the sticks you're putting up, and you can make a whole mechitza like this. Abi, there's less than gimel tefachim in between one stick to another stick. But once you have like picture 224, you have gimel tefachim in between one stick and another stick, that we say a kid can put his head through, goes through the sticks, the kid stops the din lovud, and you can't have lovud. Doesn't mean mamish you have to have a kid, a gedi, going through. Abi is big enough that a gedi could go through. That's the shira lovud. That's mavatli. You can't say as if the mechitzas is closed up. Therefore, you don't have any mechitzas. Yes, this is the first halacha. First midah of mechitzas is you want to make mechitzas from small sticks. The avada each stick is 10 tefachim high. The question is the width. The width is very small. As long as they're within they're less than gimel tefachim away, we say lovud is considered like one mechitza. Weiter, the next type of a shear of mechitza is kol shehu gimel. Kol zman you have a mechitza that's, let's say, 3 tefachim wide. Or mi gimel adalat. There's a special halacha about if the mechitza is between 3 tefachim and up until a little bit less than 4 tefachim wide. It has a halacha like this, like a picture 225, let's say. That each beam is either 3 tefachim or 3.5 tefachim. It's between 3 and 4 tefachim. It's a halacha like this. Tzorech shelo yehei bein zeh lezeh kum loyei. You can't have space in between one beam and another beam the same space as the beam. In other words, let's say like a picture 225. Each beam is 3.5 tefachim wide, so the space in between cannot also be 3.5 tefachim. So Pasha, this will be mashma like Rav Huna, that paritz ke oimed is possible. Shaloi obavat sarach shaloi yehei bein zeh lezeh kimloya. Kidei shaloi yehei poros koimet klo. That should not be porous, the space in between one beam to another beam should be the same size as the beam itself. Now, here it's a stira. Now it's a raya to Rafuna this part, to Rav Papa this part. But it says now, but let's say the space in between the two beams is more than each beam. Now it's mashma. When is it possible? Only if you have more space than you have mechitza. Then we say it's possible, and this is the chiddush. That what? That not only is it possible that you can't plant in between the space on one side kerem and on the other side vegetables, and even the boards itself, the beams, since each beam is less than dalat tvachim wide, it's only like we're saying 3.5 tvachim. 3.5 tvachim can't have a shem mechitza by itself. So once the two beams can't be mitzarif together because there's air in between, space in between, which according to Rav Papa, means there is more space than there is mechitzam, so you're not mitzarif, you can't put together the two beams. So each beam by itself is like bottle, doesn't have a shem mechitza. And that's the second din of mechitzas. That a mechitza that's less than 4 tefachim wide can't have a shem mechitza by itself. Only if you can mitzarif the three boards together. See if, much like Rav Papa, each beam is 3.5 tefachim wide, and the space in between is also only 3.5 tefachim. So according to Rav Papa, that's called a good mechitza. Porous kerem is good, it's called a good mechitza, and then you're allowed to plant the kerem on one side and the vegetables on the other side. But once the space is more than the mechitza, then we say the mechitza is bottle, and even on the opposite sides of the boards themselves, you can't plant one side kerem, one side vegetables. Because a board, a mechitza that's less than dalat tefachim, doesn't have a shem achshivas of a mechitza. That's the second midah. Now, the third midah is like this. Kol shehu dalit, u me'ar boad eser, amos. So Tais takes out the word arba. Really what it means to say, anytime you have a board that's at least dalat tefachim wide, up until 10 amos wide. It has exact same halacha now. When you have a board that's dalat tefachim wide, or else it could be as wide as you want, up until 10 amos. It has a loch is like this. That tzorich sheloi yehei bein zeh lezeh kumloi. You're not supposed to have the same amount of space in between the mechitza as the mechitza itself. Sheloi yehei parutz koimit. That the space in between should not be the same size as the oimit. So, Pasha, this loch in here is mashm l'chulak rehuna. That parutz koimit is not called good. Now, v'imhoye parutz koimit, let's say you had poritz koimit. Let's say you had a mechitza of 10 amis wide. Then you had a piritza hole of 10 amis wide. Then you had another mechitza of 10 amis wide. Then another hole of piritza of 10 amis wide. That according to Rav Huna, that's possible. It's not called a mechitza. Because poritz koimit is no good. But for Nezvegan, here the din is, k'neg yedoyim made mutter. You should know, the mechitza, each mechitza by itself has a shem mechitza. And once the mechitza itself is dalid, tfochem wide, it has a shem mechitza. So on the opposite sides of the mechitza, then you are allowed to plant on one side, kerem, and the other side you're allowed to plant the zeroyim. Mutter. His kinegadoy made is mutter to plant. Mashenkin kinegad aporetz also. But on the open space, since the opening is the same size as the mechitza, and according to Rav Huna, that's not called a good mechitza, so connected the open space, you can't plant. So this is the chiluk between this midah and the midah before. If the mechitza is only 3 tefachim to 4 tefachim, 3.5 tefachim wide, then even connected the mechitza, you can't plant. But here, where the mechitza is dalat tefachim wide, so each mechitza is considered the mechitza by itself, then on opposite sides of the mechitza, you are allowed to plant the zeroyim and the kerem. Just in the open space, that's where you're not allowed to plant kerem on one side and zeroyim on the other side. That's what the price of item. V'yimhoya oimeid meruba laporitz. Let's say you had a kosher mechitza. You had more oimeid meruba laporitz. Is then after... No, this is the same case. Is this. V'yimhoya oimeid meruba laporitz, but in this last case, where the mechitzas, let's say, are dalid amis long, and the piritz in between was only 9 amis. So you had more oimeid, you had more mechitza, then you have piritza, then the locher is af kenegad aporetz mutter. It's considered a good mechitza, and even opposite sides of the space, of the open space, you're also allowed to plant. Now it's like a picture 227. If you have each mechitza, let's say, is 10 amos, and the pirtz is opening in between is only 9 amos, so you're allowed to plant any place you want. On one side, kerem, the other side, zeroyim. Even connected the airspace. Because the airspace also has a shame mechitza in this case. What about Zagvaita? Nifritza b'yoysim yeser. Let's say any place you had a pirtza more than 10 amos wide. That's like a picture 226. You had the pirtza there was more than 10 amos wide, the big opening, then osir. Then it's osir. So here's some machlokes we're showing him. Rashi learns osir means that the whole mechitza is bottle. Even on opposite sides of the mechitza that's standing, also you're not allowed to plant on one side kerem, the other side's ruin. He says, Mavato the whole mechitza. Other Rishonim will not say, Rishonim here, the Ritva says, no. Avada, opposite sides of the mechitza itself, Avada, you could plant. It just means in between the pirts, in between, there you can't plant. But I'll call upon him, it's also. Now, what's the Yetzer? The Yetzer to Mesakan is it, Ho Yushom Kanim, Hadukronim, if you have sticks standing up, coming out of the ground, your sticks, you put into the ground, two sticks, is Alocho, V'oysalahen Peyim Umala, you let a stretch along a vine on top of it. Mamash, like picture 226. Like make it through a Pesach where the hole more than Yudamis is. So have two kanim, two sticks sticking up, and have a peyim umala, have the vine go straight across on top to make it look like a through a Pesach. Then afilu b'yoysim yesa muter. Even though it's more than 10 amis, still it's kosher. Because that's the loch. When you have a pirtza more than 10 amis, if you have a through a Pesach, that's matter. Saga was interesting to see Rashi a little bit down, come out right before the big lines of Rashi is, the two lines before the big lines. Rashi says, Ho Yushom Kanem Hadukronim. Rashi says, Mishupin, that these two sticks sticking up were slanty. Kedeka Nortz and Boris, Vyoselem Peya Kaluya Nomala Mizelizir. So then it has a shame through the Pesach. But I call upon Ms. Mashma for Rashi as the two lechis. The two side beams that you make the Tzuras HaPesach from, they're allowed to be slanty. Even though Lalocha, the Chem, the Shloim, at the end of Simin, Shin, Samach, Beis, Paskins, that the Tzuras HaPesach, the two side beams, have to be straight up, they can't be slanty. But from here, from Rashi, it's Mashma, Meshupin, slanty is also kosher. And that's the way the Chazonish also Paskins. The Lamaisi could be Nekul, that even though the Tzuras HaPesach is slanty, the two side beams, still it's kosher. So the kitza, these are the loches of a mechitzes by a keren. There are three different haloches, whether each stick is mamashamashu, and you want to make the mechitza out of lovud, that they have to be close together, less than three tfachim wide, or else we have each stick is more than three tfachim wide, but less than four tfachim. Then we say, as long as you have more oimeid than poritz, it's kosher, but when you have less, that you're not mitztaref. So then the whole thing is bottle, there's no mechitza. Even opposite sides of the mechitza itself you can't plant. Ma'ashenken, when each kanim, each mechitza is more than dalet fochim up until tent fochim, then no matter what, you're allowed to plant on the opposite sides of the mechitza itself. Just the airspace in between, that depends if you have oimet kaporets or not. Yeah. Now Zoti Gemara, let's bring the raya now to Rapuna and to Rapopo. Again, that Rapuna is the one that says that if the air space is the same size as the mechitza, it's possible. And Rav Pop is the one that says, Poritz Koimed is kosher. If the mechitza is 5, and the air space, the piritz is also 5, still it's kosher. So what's the raya? Now that's Gemara. Ketani mi is the reisha. The beginning, the reisha said, Migim over Yadalit. If you have the mechitza, each beam, like in picture 225, which is 3.5 tefachim wide, Migim over Yadalit. It says it's kosher, Obovado Shaloyehe Bein Zeleze Kemluyoy, that there should not be the same amount of space as there is the Mechitza. Is the Hurut Yuf to the Rav Papa? This should be a Kasha and Rav Papa. You see, Klo, if the airspace in between is 3.5 Tvachim, just like the Mechitza is 3.5 Tvachim, that's called Oymed Kaparitz, still it's no good. Omulach Rav Papa, and for Rav Papa, no. My Meluyoy, what does it mean that it's the airspace in between is the same size? I'll tell you, Nichnas V'yotzei. It means that the airspace is a little bit bigger. In other words, it's enough space there to put another beam in and out very easily. So in other words, if the beam is 3.5 tefachim wide, the airspace is like 3.75 tefachim wide. So b'kitza, there's more airspace, there's more porous than I made, that's why it's possible. So if Gemara Hochi Nami Mistavra, Azoi is Mistavra also in the ratio, because like this, there won't be any stira in the ratio. Why, what's the raya? Mi diktoni, since it says in the ratio, Imhoya Poritz Maruba Loimid, let's say you had more Pirtz, more whole space, then you had Oimid, then it's possible, then we say Af Kineged Oimid Osir, then even opposite sides of the Mechitz itself is possible. Hey, since each Mechitza is less than 4 Tfachim wide, it's only like 3.5 Tfachim wide, that's not called the Chashav Mechitza by itself, it's bottom. But Kol Parim, it says, when is it no good? If there's more Pirtza, more open space, the space is 4 Tfachim, and the Mechitza is only 3.5 Tfachim. Tzadiyah Kol Ka'im Meid Mutter. Mashmud of the equal space, that the space in between is 3.5 Tfachim, and the Mechitza is also 3.5 Tfachim. Mashmud, then it's kosher. And Latu, like Rav Papa. So the Chura at the beginning of it said, no, it said, it was Kemluyai. In the beginning of the Rashi said, if at an equal space, it's possible. Elamai, Shema Mina, it's a riot, we just got finished saying, and Mechal, it's a riot to Rav Papa. That the Rashi said, Bemluyai, it's no good, it means that the open space was a little bit more than the Mechitza was. So that's Mamish like Rav Papa. That when you have more open space, Poritz is Meruba than Oimed, then Avada is possible. But Kolzaman, the Mamish equal, the same, the 3.5 Tfachim of Mechitzan, and the 3.5 Tfachim of open space, of air, is like a kosher. His Poritz Koimed is kosher, it's a Raya to Rav Papa. The Chorazat Gemara Leimet, he have a Tufted Rav Huna, or Bezalach Chorazatir and Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, like we're entering now, we're saying now it's only possible if you have more Pirtza, but Poritz Koimed is kosher. Oh, Maloch, and for the Gemara Vak, it's not Shren Rav Huna. Well, the Taimlich, according to Rav Papa, aim a Sefer. What is the Sefer of this Tesefta say? Imho Yo'oimed, Merub ala Poritz. If you have more Mechitza, then you have open space, then we say, Av Kineged HaPoritz Mutter. Even the opposite sides of the Poritz, of the airspace, also it's Mutter. That's called the good Mechitza. What? Providing you have more Mechitza, as each Mechitza is like 4 Tfachim, and the airspace in between is only 3 Tfachim. That's when we say it's kosher. It's mash mekloh ha-kaparitz osir. But mash mekloh, if they're equal, they're both 4 Tfachim, there's 4 Tfachim mechitza, and 4 Tfachim airspace, mash mekloh, it's possible, it's osir. So the chur is safer, kash than Rav Papa. The safer is a kash than Rav Papa, it's mash mekloh, koimid is osir. And reisha kash than Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. What we're saying now before, the deek is from the reisha, that poritz koimid is kosher. It's only possible when you have more pirtza than you have oimid. So that's a kasha and a vuna, brother of Yeshua. So chura tzestiru b'nei obey, tzestiru in the teseft alone. Have the Gemara name. Safe for the Rav Papa le kasha. I tell you, the safe is not Shren Rav Papa. Even though Rav Papa holds oimid kaparitz is kosher, so why does it say it's only kosher if you have more oimid, if you have more mechitza than pirtza? Is Aydi the tani reisha, because since the reisha said a loshin, that poritz, merub al oimid, the ratio that says that it's possible. When is it possible? Only if you have more airspace. You have more pirtza, then you have oimid, and you have mechitza. That's when it's possible. That was the ratio. If the mechitza is 4 tfachim, and the airspace in between is 5 tfachim, that's when it's possible. Mashenkin, equal and equal, it's kosher according to Rav Papa. The Mela, since the ratio said a lashon like that, ton is safe for oimid merubala poritz. Therefore, the Sefer also says that when is it kosher? If you have more mechitza than you have pirtza. Oh, but really, it's lavdavka the Sefer. Really, who are dinaf teshava b'shava? If we have the same 5 tfachim of pirtza and 5 tfachim of mechitza, would also be kosher. But why does the Sefer say it's only kosher if the oimid is meruba? If you have more mechitza than pirtza, that's because it wants to say the opposite of the same loshin the Rashi said. But in din avad it's a raya to Rav Papa that calls them on the equal it's kosher. Right then, for the Gemara, Reisha the Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua Lakasha. The Reisha is also not Shver, according to Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua. It's also Lakasha. Why? Either Shvekat was the Reisha's Mashma, the only time it's possible, if there's more Pirtza than Oimit, more space than there is Mechitza. Mashma Vitshava Bishava, equally, it's Kasher. I, Rav Huna, hold this possible. So the Gemara is also not a Kasher. But I, did the boiler Misne Seifa. Since the Iker is, according to Rav Huna, is the Seifa. And in the safe, it wants to say that when is it kosher? It's only kosher if I made merub ala poritz. The only time you have a good mechitza, if you have more mechitza, then you have space. You have I made. You have more I made, more mechitza than space. That's when it's kosher. According to Rav Huna, this is the mele tana ratio. Therefore, the ratio when it says posel, it says poritz merub ala I made. That's where it's posel. just to say the opposite lashon of the sefer. But really, the reish is lav davka, because when it's possible according to Rav Huna and Echnami, it's even possible oimed kapara, which is also possible according to Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna, the yikir is the sefer, and the reish attacker is lav davka. Now the reish, the reason why the reish uses this lashon is only because since the sefer used this lashon, therefore the reish also uses this lashon. But according to Rav Papa, according to Rav Huna, Kozman, you don't have more mechitza than you have space in between. Stako puzzle. It's only kosher when you have more mechitza than you have sefer. More mechitza than you have avir. Okay, Mishama will continue later. The next mistake, Shia, will continue on.